Welcome back to another exciting episode of Campus XP, brought to you by UpGrad Campus. In this episode, let's talk about one of the biggest fears on everybody's minds in the 21st century, which is about AI and other technologies coming after the jobs. Before we begin today's episode, we have a message for you. UpGrad Campus is on a mission to transform Indian campuses into next-gen institutions by enabling them via its technology and content solutions. To know more about us, visit us at college.upgradecampus.com. The Matrix, iRobot, and Westworld. What's one thing that these movies have in common? A scary representation of robots, AI, and technology on the whole. Today, let's delve a little into this fear and see if the threat is actually real. And who better to talk to than Veer, ex-ML engineer at Lenskart and an experienced AI developer. Hey Veer, we're so happy to have you here on our podcast today. Please tell us a little about your journey at UpGrad Campus and your tryst with AI.
Hello friends, this is Veer. I'm a passionate learner, an AI developer and product manager. I have two postgrad degrees. I have worked as a data scientist, AI developer, and AI consultant at various firms. I would start by saying that I am a hardcore fan of AI-based sci-fi movies. I guess that motivates me to push my boundaries and come up with new product ideas. I've also worked on products like recommendation systems and self-driving cars. I have a personal blog as well, birubhakshamahapatra.com. Check it out.
Wow, that's amazing. So we're reflecting on today's topic, AI and other technologies, taking away our jobs, and the whole horror surrounding it. What's your take on this?
Well, you were talking about the movies, right? See, usually, science fiction films and novels portray robots and AI as the destroyers of the human race. And if you see, the common theme in such movies is that they happen in an alternate universe, or a very fantasy version of the future where everyone and everything is floating around. Well, in reality, our bosses might not be replaced by robots or have flying cars transporting us to the office, but technology will be the main factor in everybody's lives in the near future.
You're right, but that's the main hook there, isn't it? The future. We all know that as scary and unpredictable as it may sound, the future of workspace is still going to be shaped by today's technology. So, how do you think future job space would be and how can we fit into that?
The number one trend that we would see getting mainstream in the future is actually automation. Many large companies have already embraced work automation and it's proven very effective. For example, in 1930, the famous automobile company General Motors made $11 billion with a workforce of somewhere around 8 lakh people. Whereas in 2020, it made $137 billion by just employing 1.5 lakh people.
Wow, that's the power of automation, isn't it?
True. At its core, automation is the technology that allows machines to complete tasks with minimal human intervention. The motive here is to free people from mundane, repetitive tasks so that we can focus our time and energy on more sophisticated and more creative challenges. But in today's age of the fourth industrial revolution, people have started painting automation with a horror brush.
I totally agree. Today, robots are being used in surgeries. Self-driving cars are already here. Copywriting and art are also slowly being replaced by machines. Well, that does sound a little scary, to be honest. And it all boils down to questions like, where do humans fit in? What is left for us to do?
Well, one thing is for sure. Automation means less monotony and more time. Time to breathe, time to live, to create value, to think about what humans are and what human dignity truly means. Think of it in this way. If we can leave all the grunt work to a machine, we can concentrate on more important matters. Now, the definition of the important tasks is surely going to get a fresh version. For example, a robot will only be able to imitate a surgeon's actions, but it will never be as intuitive as a human being. A self-driving car can give you time to sit back and relax, but the machinery can still malfunction. A creative person can research and come up with new valuable content, whereas machines only work on already known things. So true progress and innovation is only possible when robots, AI, and other technologies are not merely replacing humans, but when we work together.
Oh, this reminds me of an interview of former chess champion Garry Kasparov. So in an interview, Kasparov was speaking about the intervention of AI in chess. He said, if you bring human plus machine versus the most powerful machine, the former combination will win. Because human advice in this case could be vital. A machine helps us to annihilate our weaknesses. We have intuition. That's why bringing the two together, you create a very, very powerful combination. So at the end of the day, I think machines need humans to thrive and vice versa.
Absolutely.
Speaking of which, Veer, what do you think is the next big thing that we will be seeing in the future workspace?
So the second interesting take is humanity will grow in value. Yes, AI and technology are coming for jobs. But the twist here is that it's coming to help us. Author Josh Kaufman, in Paradox of Automation, says that the more efficient the automated system, the more crucial the human contribution of the operators. Humans would be less involved, but their involvement becomes more critical. No doubt, we all must prepare ourselves for digital adoption in almost every aspect of our lives. But this must be seen as a vehicle to achieve innovation and growth rather than as a takeover by machines.
So what you're trying to say is that AI also has a few shortcomings and humans will be able to bridge that gap, right?
Exactly. Because as of now, the only thing technologies like AI can do is automate. It cannot empathize. It cannot be compassionate. It cannot collaborate. It cannot innovate, at least emotionally. Those emotional intelligence abilities, if they ever come, are still a long, long way off. And this is where humans and their values are needed the most. In the future, humans will be at the forefront of these technologies.
Human values, that's interesting. Veer, could you elaborate a little on that, please?
Yes. So human skills like creativity, critical thinking, and emotional intelligence cannot be easily automated. And we are somewhat sure that they would not be processed as steps for algorithms anytime soon. Ultimately, as long as AI technology is used for humans, AI will need human input. So rather than replacing human jobs, emerging technologies may instead displace and shift jobs to new needs.
Oh, it's just like Mr. Bucket from the movie Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, being replaced by a machine at the factory and getting hired to fix that same machine by the end of the movie. Well, we're spiraling back to the old fear of losing jobs. I was reading articles by Oxford Economics, which said that almost 20 million global manufacturing jobs would be replaced by robots at the year 2035. McKinsey Global Institute also had estimated that 45 million people will lose their jobs to automation by 2030.
See, I'd just like to say one thing. Fear not, for this is only half of the story that the media paints. A research paper published by MIT titled Artificial Intelligence and the Future of Work looked closely at AI and its relation to the job landscape. And this paints a more optimistic picture. Rather than making AI the villain, it predicts that it will be responsible for creating many new sectors for growth, ultimately leading to the creation of more jobs. Now, these jobs would include roles such as big data engineers, full stack developers, cloud computing specialists, e-commerce technicians, data analysts, and many more.
But most of these roles that you're talking about revolve around technology. What about the non-tech people?
Oh, there's wonderful news for non-tech people as well. Job roles based on human traits and interaction, such as sales, marketing, teaching, training, and customer service, will actually flourish alongside the technical jobs.
So you're saying that on a holistic level, job growth will still remain net positive, if I'm not wrong?
100%. Amazon is an amazing example of this. Over the last 5 years, Amazon has increased the overall number of robots working in its US warehouses from 45,000 to nearly 2 lakhs. But as per statistics, the rate at which it hired employees has seen approximately a 200% hike. That is, from 2017 to 2021, Amazon's workforce has grown from 5.5 lakh to 16 lakh worldwide. While robots and AI are able to manage orders and packages, Amazon still needed more workers to manage those robots.
Wow, so the future of workforce, put in single sentence, is very simple. Innovation leads to higher productivity, and mundane old jobs will be replaced by new creative jobs, ultimately leading to a better standard of living.
That's right. The future of work creates an opportunity for the next generation, but we need to ensure that no one is left behind. Talking about the sad realities today, a recent study conducted by Infosys Foundation has shown that 85% of the fresh engineering graduates are not immediately employable and thus not prepared for the huge disruptions technology will bring. I think this huge gap between industry and academia stems from the lack of industry exposure and outdated curriculum, and it is a gap that UpGrad Campus is keen on bridging. Our learning solutions have been made specially for the universities and colleges. These universities can offer their students job-ready certification programs, or JRCP, and joint degree programs, or JD programs, in the new-age specializations like AI and ML, cloud computing, cybersecurity, digital marketing, product management, and so on.
Wow! Thank you so much, Veer, for this insightful session. I think now we can safely say that AI is not coming after our jobs, but is coming to create more avenues for us to explore. And the key takeaway here is to prepare for the future in every way possible. Well, that's a wrap on today's episode. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. We are now available on Gaana along with other streaming platforms like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music. Make sure to follow us on your favorite platform and stay tuned for more exciting episodes coming your way.